Pope Benedict XVI met with South Korean President Roh Moo-hyun today. The Holy Father received the head of state in his private library. During the closed-door meeting, Pope Benedict gave the president a letter expressing his affection for the nation. He also offered his prayers for peace and stability on the Korean Peninsula and throughout the region. Emma McCarthy has this report.
According to statistics published in this year's edition of the Annuario Pontificio, the Vatican's annual yearbook, Catholics count for more than 9% of the South Korean population. That's 5 million people. The church in the south of the divided peninsula has grown by over 2% in over 2 years, making it one of Asia's fastest-growing churches. Pope Benedict's letter to President Roh touches on issues from the family and the defence of human dignity to the threat of a regional nuclear arms race. He begins with an expression of spiritual closeness to the many families split and separated from one another as a consequence of the Korean Peninsula's division over 50 years ago. He urges a speedy solution to this problem, which he said impedes so many from communicating with one another. However, the Pope also points out that the family, marriage and the sanctity of life are still under threat today by a changing modern world. He gives thanks for the recent economic growth experienced in the South, but notes that not all of its citizens have fully benefited from this remarkable prosperity. Pope Benedict warns against economic inequality, appealing to the civil authorities to work in harmony with all those who seek to promote social justice for the common good. The Pope then passes from domestic concerns to regional issues, such as the risk of a nuclear arms race, which he points out is a further concern for the international community and the Holy See. On Thursday, Seoul agreed to restart ministerial talks with the Communist North following this week's signing of a disarmament pact. Talks which were disrupted by Pyongyang's missile testing last July. Talks which could lead to a resumption of the regular delivery of rice and fertilizer to the impoverished population of the communist nation. Despite international embargoes, Caritas South Korea, the church's aid organization, has continued to direct much-needed food northwards. Officially, the North Korean Catholic Church is ecclesiastically united with South Korea, but since the communist regime took control in 1949, there has been little access to information regarding the fate of the estimated 55,000 Catholics, lay and religious, who were living there at the time. Concluding his letter to President Roh, the Pope urges all interested parties to make every effort to resolve the present tensions on the peninsula through peaceful means and to refrain from any gesture or initiative that might endanger ongoing negotiations with North Korea, while ensuring that the most vulnerable part of the North's population has access to humanitarian aid. I'm Emer McCarthy.